Edward Lowe. Ed, how are you?
Good. How are you, Jim?
Ladies and gentlemen, Motor Trend's editor-in-chief, a guy that I have no business talking to, Ed Lowe. It's an honor to have you on, man. And here in the Motor City, obviously, our perspective a little bit different maybe than the rest of the country, but watching the evolution of the Chevy Bolt from when we saw it here at NAIS to now and the response over and over, and is surprised a good word to use when describing this car, surprised or surprising?
Yeah, absolutely. We were floored, actually, by its performance during our testing. This is a vehicle that looks, somewhat traditional, like a little got a hatchback style to it. I would say it's unconventionally good looking. So when you get in and it's like, man, this thing, it looks fantastic. It's very space age materials, great design. You drive it and great acceleration, very smooth, obviously, because it's an EV. It's a single speed, gearbox, and quiet because it's got no explosions of gasoline being combusted. But the big thing is the range, 238 miles. And the price, with the federal tax rebate, you get it for under $30,000.
So this entire time with the Bolt, I hate that word game changer, and I'm sure you do too, because in the automotive industry, we hear it every 3 months.
Right.
But is this fair to say this is a game changer?
Yeah, that's the way we've couched it. Here's the thing, right? Like, if you think about the electric vehicle space, the first barrier was range anxiety. Oh, my God, these cars only do 60, 80, 100 miles of driving range. Tesla comes along, they shatter that, they give you a car that can do, close to 300 miles of driving range, but it costs a lot of money, $70,000, $80,000, $90,000, depending on which battery pack you buy. Chevrolet just broke the barrier on price with the Bolt. Here you have the Bolt EV, again, 238 range, which is way up there, for under 30 grand if you get the $7,500 tax rebate.
And then we move on to trucks, Ed, and the Ford Super Duty. It's funny to me, like, when you look at a Ford F-150 and the whole Ford line of trucks, they keep dialing it in. I almost like, I don't know if you play golf, but if you go out and chip, golf balls, and you're getting closer to the flag and closer to the flag, right. It feels like with the F-150s and the Super Duty, which, your truck of the year, they're hitting the flag with these things. They're just nailing it every time they roll out a new one.
Exactly. They've been leading the segment. They've had sales leadership for so long, and you would think that, hey, if you're leading and selling more than any of your competitors, you might just sit pretty, sit back and relax, put your feet up. But Ford is always pushing the barriers, 10 boundaries. They've said a 10-speed transmission in the F-150, and now with the Super Duty, our 2017 truck of the year, they really blew the doors off it. This is the biggest change to that line in 20 years. They put a turbo diesel with 925 pound-feet of torque. We towed 15 tons with it at the proving grounds, and the truck barely even felt it. And it's amazing.
So the hottest segment right now, when we're for CUVs, it seems like everybody's buying CUVs. The SUV and the CUV market. I saw that Ford is unveiling sort of a European. What do you call it? A CCUV, a compact CUV? How would you describe that?
Absolutely. The smaller crossovers is what we're calling them, B segments, or smaller, actually, which is off of the European sort of naming convention. That Ford EcoSport just debuted last night with DJ Khaled out here and Ryan Seacrest out here in L.A., as you will.
Right. But, yeah. Well, yeah, Ryan Seacrest, there's actually eight of him. So he's
exactly.
He's everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
But with gas prices the way they are, Ed, and I always wonder, like, when you see small cars come out, and we just saw the demise of the Dodge Dart here, and then you look at other small car platforms. I love the new Cruze. I think it's a great ride, but I wonder how the sales are. So when Ford brings out this tiny CUV like this, are they anticipating, are you anticipating a bump in gas prices?
You have to think that, just like nothing can stay high for too long, nothing can stay low for too long. It's going to come back at some point. Ford has announced this vehicle, has had this vehicle in Europe for a long time. They're bringing it over here, I'd probably say not because of fuel economy, but because the segment, SUVs and CUVs, are so hot right now. Even if the vehicles are actually more like a hatchback than anything else, if you market it correctly, you'll get people in the showrooms kicking the tires and, picking one up.
What do you think about city trucks? The idea, we have the Colorado, and then, I'm driving a Ridgeline this week doing a review on it and looking at it. But from your perspective, I see the truck that, you can't do everything you would with a full-size truck, not like with an F-150 or a Super Duty, but it's still functional-ish, I guess. I mean, what is your take on those?
Oh, I'm a huge fan. I grew up driving the smaller pickup trucks. My first car is an 83 Toyota pickup. And that size, we haven't had that in a really, really long time. If you think about a small pickup truck like Colorado, like Ridgeline. And here's the thing. Even when we say small, these are big trucks. If you look at a Colorado these days and compare to what a Chevy full-size pickup truck was, 15, 20 years ago, they're the same size.
That's a good point.
Or larger.
Yeah.
And more capable, better fuel efficiency, better towing, better hauling than anything we used to have. So a city truck, as you may call it, only looks small because of vehicles like the Super Duty that are out there.
I haven't mentioned anything with FCA, but our perspective here in the Motor City, when I drive home every day by the world headquarters,
right.
When you look at what they're doing as a whole, sometimes it feels to me like Ed, that these are separate entities that just happen to work under the same umbrella, like Jeep's kicking ass.
Yep.
Chrysler's trying to figure out what to do with the Pacifica, which is a great platform, but, are the numbers unrealistic? What do you see when you look at it as a whole?
Yeah, that's a good way of putting it. We scratch our heads a little bit at some of the smaller brands that aren't so successful at FCA right now. As you said, Jeep is firing on all cylinders. They're doing great things with Grand Cherokee and Cherokee, Renegade. I would actually argue that I think Chrysler's actually having a great year. This Pacifica game changer, it actually was very close to winning our car of the year behind the Bolt EV. We love the packaging on Pacifica, the fact that it comes with a hybrid. I mean, I just heard the pricing on the new hybrid Pacifica, and it blew my mind. I mean, you can get this thing for, in the $40,000 range, and then because it's a hybrid, you get that rebate, and it falls into the mid-30s.
Wow.
All
right. So, obviously, I think sometimes it's where you're at or your perspective. I wouldn't say jaded, but, we have even more of a vested interest than the rest of the country. But you guys at Motor Trend, there's so much going on right now between the autonomous platforms and the debates about that. And then, I forgot to even mention the SUV, the Mercedes GLC, which I've been in one of those. That's an E-Class. That's not fair. That thing is insane.
Absolutely. Especially when you look at the price. Our 2017 SUV of the year, Mercedes-Benz G-Class, really charmed the judges with how it looks on the outside and on the inside. Just beautiful interior, leather, wood, as you'd expect from a Mercedes, but also really surprising performance. Had a little tiny turbocharged four-cylinder engine, but still fun to drive and great efficiency. So the full package.
I wanted to go back to one thing for FCA. We're talking with Edward Lowe, the Motor Trends Editor-in-Chief. Thank you so much for doing this, because I know you only have 4 hours of these today.
Right. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So last question, I'll let you go. Have you heard rumblings of a Barracuda as well, that FCA is talking about it?
I may have heard a few things. I'm sure plenty of people who are hearing me now in Detroit know a lot more, so I don't want to step on it right now by giving out wrong information. But I definitely hear rumblings from FCA of some super high-performance vehicles that are coming.
That would be a convertible, then.
Well, I would say you're going to sell the hard tops first, get the whole country, and then work on the people who like convertibles.
Okay. I'm just reaching for something there. Edward Lowe, it's an honor talking to you. You guys do a great job. Keep doing what you're doing. It matters to a lot of us. We really do appreciate what Motor Trend does.
All right. Thank you, Jim.
All right. Take care. Bye.
You too.